في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما ترى ظلمة تمر بي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to your 7th episode of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah, where we look to take aside all of the negativity around us and find positive, some positive message, and especially the positive messages in our deen. Today's is titled, Ibrahim Was an Ummah, and it is about the importance of good companions and good friends, finding your people, finding your tribe, finding your group, finding your person in ascending spiritually and ascending the rope to Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah al-Aziz. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam out in the Quran, and Allah says Ibrahim was an ummah. Ibrahim was a nation unto himself. He was self-contained. And that was a trait of Ibrahim alayhi salam that was very unique to him. Because if you look at all the other prophets, let's look at some examples. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had his hawariyun, he had his disciples. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had his brother Harun to be his buddy. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, though it didn't start off as a huge number, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam had his ashab, his companions. And then even the companions needed companions, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam established the bond of brotherhood between the Muhajir and the Ansar. So this tells us something very important, that the company of peers is essential and it's important. Otherwise, we can become the targets to shaitan. When we feel very isolated and we feel very alone, and in previous episodes we spoke about the importance of that in worship as an ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But getting to that alone time, that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people to talk to and interact with, is very, very important. Now you might say, Abdullah, I don't find a company of peers. I don't find people that I can talk to. Maybe on the internet, perhaps. Maybe I find a community of peers there where religiously I feel motivated by them. By religiously, I feel I can express myself to them. Unfortunately, the internet can sometimes be a trap where there isn't a realness to them. Studies have shown that there's a lot of isolation people feel when they detached from the internet, because what they thought was real was not real. So as close as possible, we're looking for actual human interaction, people that you can speak to about your faith and people that you can connect with. Or if you think that that's not possible, remember the verses of Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah number 9, that's Surah Tawbah verse 119, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep and be with those who are truthful, be with those who are true in word and deed, and truthful also in the meaning of sincerity. Now, if there were no true people around, if there were no sincere, khalis people around that you feel fit your standard of a community of peers, then you say the Quran is lying. Because the Quran is here right to the end of time, and that is in the Quran, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, be with those people who are sincere and true. That means they are around. So it's for us to find them. And we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that possible and easy. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.